It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built for Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Of course, the big hit over the summer, Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. I had some help. And Morgan Wallen, of course, with the controversy of him walking off the stage at SNL. We're talking, of course, the Yankees and their big offensive weekend and the Mets and their lack of offense over the weekend. The fundraiser, the guest bartending event at Nutty Irishman went incredibly well.
Allie, our makeup artist, who also now works with the foundation, did an amazing job. And Benji, I got to say, Benji stepped up in a huge way. And here's some shots from it there as you see me pouring some beers with my BEF hat on. Yes, and Allie and her sister. So it was went really well. And Benji stepped up, man. I thought Benji was just going to be in the background. Generally, he is in these things. He just sort of like kind of loiters,
yes.
Makes people feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He was front and center with this thing.
He
man.
Was.
Like he was so into it. And he was up there and he was calling the raffle numbers and he was getting everybody going. I was like, I got to tell Boomer that Benji was involved here because he needs to know that. So did Allie and Benji doing an amazing job. And I met Benji's mom and the whole family. So everybody was big support there.
Big support. And thanks to the Nutty Irishman for doing that and for Allie really putting her heart and soul into it. And she's killing it right now. I have to say she's killing it.
That is great to hear. And I'm sure that she is hearing that and smiling on her way home right now. So
I had to talk her through like the whole logistical thing for the day of the Five Borough Bike Tour. For people who have not done it, they don't understand the logistics of it.
Yeah.
As you know.
I know. I know very well. I'm even handled logistics last year for Captain Dave Anderson when I wasn't even a part of it. You know, I'm getting on garages and all sorts of stuff. I'm still involved in logistics. So anyway, it worked out well. But it was funny because in 2025, it is harder to watch your favorite team than ever, somehow, with all the technology that we have. But, you know, the Yankees are on during this fundraiser, and the TV that was there in the part of the bar did not get yes. So you had to go to the other bar to go watch that. And then also, it also didn't have the Islander game on because that was only like a streaming TV. And I was like, I just said to myself, it wasn't the Nutty Irishman's fault because generally the nighttime and young kids or whatever. But I'm like, It really is amazing that in 2025, you walk into a bar and it's like people still don't know how to put the game on.
Well, what was amazing, I did listen to Moose a little bit yesterday on the air, and of course, all of his callers.
You love the weekend program here at WFN.
I love me some Moose.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what it is. And, you know, Moose has got all his callers telling him how great he is.
Oh, yeah. Love you, Moose. Miss you, Moose.
Miss you, Moose. Oh, you're the best. You're the best host ever, Moose. And this, that, and the other thing, Moose. And then people get into it and they can't find the games. That seems to be a reoccurring situation with people.
Yeah, it is.
They can't find, or this app sucks.
Why is it on Apple TV?
I mean, it is ridiculous. And quite frankly, if you want your product to be consumed by as many people as possible, I guess you could do the Major League Baseball app, but it's an expensive, it's really expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. And it can be. You got an odd colored liquid in that cup there. Makes me think you got something going on this week, like one of these boomer trendy cleanses.
Yeah, I'm on a cleanse.
Oh,
yeah,
of course.
I'm on a cleanse.
Why now? What's
well,
the...
Well, I got
the bike tour.
I have the bike tour, but I also have my hockey tournament coming up.
Oh, okay. So you want to shed a couple and get that speed back?
Drop about 10 pounds, get ready to go.
Okay, all right.
I was playing yesterday against a bunch of 25-year-olds, so I can realize how slow I am on the ice, that is.
Yeah. I've seen you out there. You're not that slow. I've seen slower people.
Oh, God, man. Just listen, I'm going to be 64.
Yeah, I know. That's coming up.
Guys, half my age. It's not easy.
So what are we doing this time around?
It's the Chroma.
Oh, the Chroma again.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely the Chroma, yeah.
Yeah, because I've been around you long enough. I see an odd colored liquid that you're trying to hide from me. I know what's going on.
I'm not trying to hide
anything. You're trying to hide it.
It's
you do.
It's got a clear top.
Yeah.
This is my maca latte.
Your maca latte?
I think a maca latte, a matcha latte, whatever it is called.
Maca latte.
What's it called?
I think Gio's right. Maca.
Yeah, maca latte.
It's not one word, though. It's maca
latte.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, good luck with that, man.
Well, it's fine. I'll get through it.
When did you do the last one?
Probably about 6 months ago.
Okay. So every 6 months, you kind of flush yourself out?
It's a big old flush. Yep.
Yeah. How those, the bowel movements when you do this, they're good?
Awesome.
All right, nice.
And I actually sleep really well on it.
Do you?
Yes.
All right. I mean, hey, sounds good. Sounds like a miracle. Let's go to Anthony in Douglaston. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up?
Two things. I got one on Morgan Wallen and one on Bathgate.
All right.
Which one do you want? Morgan Wallen?
Well, give us both, Anthony, because I like the fact that you're calling up and you got everything we're talking about. So let's hear both.
Morgan Wallen, I mean, it's pretty obvious what went on there. First of all, that cast, 90% of them are keying Teslas on the weekends. they were standing 15 feet behind the guy. I mean, if you watch the show every week, they're up right next to the host and the musical guest. They were standing 15 feet behind the guy. It was obvious.
Yeah, I think we're going to find
that guy
out
the whole week. Yeah, and he just ran out of there.
Yeah, you know what, Anthony? I think we're going to find out. Someone's going to say something coming up, and there's going to be some sort of incident that happened with him and the cast that we're going to find out about. But yeah, I mean, you're right. And going back and watching it now, they're usually right on top of each other. There was something odd going on.
Maybe the cast was over here at Tesla, during the protest.
Quite possibly.
Hey, I picked up a Tesla on Saturday. Got to support the team.
Well, there you go.
Second thing on Bathgate. If you just Google the history of bats, I mean, you look at the shape of the bat, it changed dramatically over the years. Back in the 40s and 50s, all the girth, hey now, was at the end of the bat. And now they're just moving it to the sweet spot. I love that word, girth, by the way.
Yeah, yes, Anthony, very good, and we appreciate the call. Very good call. I don't have a problem with it. I understand that because it's the Yankees, people are going to go nuts, and this Yankee Met thing is as hot as it's been in years and years and years, as far as the trash talking going back and forth. I have no issue with it. If they went to Major League Baseball and Major League Baseball approved it, and every other team is allowed to do this, then why would anybody get angry about it?
Yeah, I don't know, but because it's the Yankees and it's obviously the headlines, the amount of runs, 36 runs that they scored in three games.
But I mean, look at it and be like,
players,
hey.
By the way, there's five players that are using the bats, and all five players hit home runs. So when you think about that and the fact that Volpe hit two, and one of those was one like
a jam shot.
So he hit it where the girth of the bat and wood is.
Right.
That's where the hardwood is.
Yeah, and they moved it down to make the bat girthier in different spots.
And because of his swing plane and because of the way that he was having a lot of jam shots.
That's right. And it's working. It's working right now.
So they moved the hardness of the wood towards the middle of the bat.
It's not like they're hiding it. You know what I mean? You know, I think Aaron Boone, he said something about it. You know, they were talking about it on the Yes Network broadcast, so
yeah,
obviously.
Well, Michael Kay brought it up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, I mean, and by the way, did you see, was that the head in, is it Filippelli?
John Filippelli.
Yeah, who was in the booth, basically, blowtorching Comcast. That was a, I don't think I'd ever seen something like that before.
This is getting heated, man.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, in all of the, there's been so many of these disputes with the RSNs that have been out there.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen an executive go on one of the broadcasts like that.
Yeah, but you're talking, you are talking huge dollars.
I know.
Huge dollars.
Yeah, I get it. But it was definitely interesting. Let's go to John in Wantagh. What's going on, John?
Hey, doctors.
Doctors. Yeah, okay, Johnny, what's happening?
Hey, I just want to compliment Al Dukes. That guy is a beautiful, beautiful man.
Al Dukes is a beautiful, beautiful man?
Yeah, because he's so respectful on the phone. He lets you through. And even when he doesn't let you through, like he's done it to me sometimes, but I understand. He goes, all right, buddy, you have a nice day. I said, all right, take care.
Yeah, you know what? Al gets a bad rap of being a jerk on the phones. He is not. Very respectful. Very respectful.
Gets frustrated that they don't have a good point, right? So let me get to my Volpe point. As I'm listening to Mike Francesa on the overnight, he's basically telling everybody that Anthony Volpe, that the Yankees analytics department are geniuses because they now have a place where Anthony, you know, it makes me sick to my stomach. It's watching a little scrub in Little League that can't get a hit, and the mommy goes to the coach and says, it's not fair. Could you tell the other pitcher to lob the ball to my son so he could feel good too?
Yeah, listen, John, very funny phone call, and I appreciate it. You can't make that comparison, man. Like, I understand you're thinking, like, all right, so Volpe couldn't adjust with a regular bat, so now you had to give him a different type of bat for him to be able to hit. It's not just him. I mean, there's four other guys that are using it, and I don't think it makes him look any worse. I just think I kind of agree with C-Mac that this was a smart thing to do by the Yankees to help out their everyday players be better hitters.
Volpe's hitting 167. He's got two home runs. He's got two hits.
Yeah.
All right, it's not like he's batting 500 and he's got 10 hits in his first
It's still
games.
Hard to make contact.
Sure, you know? It is. Maybe one of those home runs is because of the new design of the bat. And like the previous caller said, you know, they've changed the bat styles over the years. This just happens to be some sort of, you know, nerdy, analytic-y guy that has, you know, come up with an idea that, at least for the first weekend of the season, work for the Yankees. Now we're going to see if it's going to work for the Braves. And by the way, the Red Sox, you know, your boy Dave Portnoy goes off on the Yankees.
Yeah.
You know, so now I'm sure the Red Sox will be calling up and saying, what about our bats? But, you know, put your analytic guys on it. Don't steal the Yankees' idea.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, the caller that we had before our break who was making the comparison to the Astros in this, I mean, it is not the same thing at all.
The Yankees went to Major League Baseball, and they read the rules, and the rules are such where they could build, and any team can do the same thing.
And they will. Mark in Westchester, what's up, Mark?
Good morning, gentlemen. Boomer, you're going to love this. I don't know why people are freaking out about the bats. It's like a hockey player adjusting the curve on a stick. It's like you do what's going to make you the best at what you do. It's silly. What's your thoughts on that? Like, as long
it's
as
like when Stan Mikita went to the curve stick, next thing you know, the goalies had to put face masks on because the curve stick allowed those guys to roof those shots. And quite frankly, I saw Alex Ovechkin's stick the other day because Matt Martin has one of them.
Yeah.
And I could not believe the ridiculous curve on that stick.
And it's legal?
I'm assuming it is. You know,
it's got to be legal.
Yeah.
He's going to break the record.
Oh, yeah, 100% he's going to break the record. It's ridiculous that he can even actually handle the puck with that stick. Mm. I mean, he can handle it.
Enjoy, guys.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Yeah,
Mike.
I mean, look, every team in a league can do the same thing. The fact that the Yankees thought of it first, I think, is what's really chapping a lot of people's asses around here.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, there's no doubt about it. If it was the Dodgers, the Yankees, maybe the Mets, you know, people are going to get pissed about it.
Do you think that the pitchers are going to be screaming and yelling about wanting to have the sticky stuff back because of this?
Yes, I think that's a great point. Yeah. Be like, you're making it harder for... Oh, there's Lindor with one. That is a torpedo bat, right? Yeah, look at that. I didn't even realize it. And I don't think I ever would have realized it unless Michael Kay didn't bring it up on the broadcast. Like, did you notice these bats? I didn't notice them until someone told me they were different.
I didn't notice it at all until you saw them side by side and you saw where the bulge was.
Jay in Hazlet, New Jersey. What's going on, Jay?
Hey, guys. So I am a diehard Met fan. I hate obnoxious Yankee fans. That being said, I'm sick of everyone else complaining about this bat. It's legal. If you're so jealous, go get your own bats and move on. It is what it is.
CJ, that's a very well thought out position. Very relaxed.
Yeah.
Not screaming and yelling.
That's right.
And that's a Met fan talking about the Yankees.
An adult. That was.
That was a very good take.
Yep, absolutely.
Nobody screaming. Nobody yelling.
Go out and get the bats.
Go get them yourself if you want them, yeah.
Yeah, go get those bats. Bill in New Jersey, what's going on, Bill?
Guys, why do you think it's about the Yankees? It's not. It's about the bats. Okay, so if I'm a 200 hitter, let me go manipulate the equipment to make me hit the ball farther, put the sweet spot on. Listen, if you're not that good, if you bat 206, guess what? Why don't you like judge and go get yourself more practice time in the cages where you can put your hands in zone. It's not a Yankee thing. Get over it. It goes across the league. It's going to be great. And that's what Yankee players, Boomer, are complaining. Not me. Pitchers are complaining about it. So, I don't know.
Yeah. I wasn't sure was he for the bats or against the bats. I got both points there. I don't even know what he said.
What he said at the end. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's how I felt. I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Here's my take on it. If it's legal and Major League Baseball says it's legal, then everybody else should go and do it and give credit to the Yankees for thinking about this particular situation and figuring out how they could help their players be better. Or just hit the ball farther. That's basically what it comes down to.
Yeah. I mean, and not everybody is Aaron Judge, too. You can't be like, well, Aaron Judge using the regular bat. I mean, just be like him. Well, he's a needle mover.
He is a needle mover.
Other than Ohtani, he's the best player in baseball, for God's sakes. Not everybody can be him.
It's amazing what he did and the majestic home runs. Just beautiful.
Chris and Hal, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys, yeah, talking about these baseball bats, last time we saw a bulge like that was at the softball game.
That's right, Chris. You're referring to the softball game in Queens, and it was a snapshot during the national anthem where we saw Boomer's torpedo through his pants. And that picture went around. It's out there on the internet somewhere. I'm sure Tom Izzo put it out there at some point, but yeah. So... made a fair point there, Chris.
Yeah, all right. Nick and Mawa. Nick, what's happening?
Morning, guys. How are you? How's your weekend?
Good. We're great, man. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I just got off night shift. I'm driving home. I'm going to get myself a sandwich and go to sleep.
Oh, well, that sounds great. Right. That's awesome.
I'm going to be doing the nice same thing at about 12:30 today.
isn't it a great feeling going home to sleep? I love that feeling.
Yes. When you're done with the day, you're exhausted. You're like, you know what? I'm going to go home, catch a couple hours. It really is the best. So what do you got for us, Nick?
And my fiance's got work, so I get the whole bed to myself. Oh. I got a question about Boone. Yeah. I know, it's the best. I got a question about Boone. And I know, you know, the argument is tired about him being analytic Boone, analytic Aaron, and all that. But Saturday, Fried getting pulled at 4 2/3 innings. We're up 10 runs. You know, don't you want to see the guy get a win in his first game in Yankee Stadium? And, you know, he stamped himself as now the de facto ace because Cole's out. And Boone yanks him after 4 2/3. And it's disappointing to see. And Stroman, the same thing. You know, I'm kind of over the Stroman experiment anyway. Yeah. But Fried is our guy. Don't you want to see him get a win?
I think it had more to do with pitch count. He had 94 pitches at that point, and I think that they are hard and fast on pitch counts, especially early in the year. And depending on who the individual player is, how young that player is, how long has he pitched, You know, you're going to see that all throughout the first, you know, half of the season.
Yeah, I mean, and they were up by 10 runs at the point.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
it would be nice for him to get a start, but don't throw 94 pitches in 4.5 innings.
And we know with the analytics stuff that nobody really cares about the wins and losses anymore. Like, none of their incentives are tied to wins and losses. People don't care about that as far as the stats go with the new way of looking at baseball statistics. So, I mean, it would have been nice maybe for Max Fried, but I don't think he really cares. He's just happy that he was able to contribute in a positive way in a blowout win.
To me, it gets like 90 pitches. We're getting him out of there. That's to me what the whole thing is.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got Jerry Recco back. He's got another update for us. What's happening, Jerry?
Well, good morning. Baseball in full swing. We had the Mets were off yesterday after losing 2 out of 3 in Houston. We'll get to them maybe a little more next hour. But this hour, a lot of Dave Sims as we hear from him. This was specifically Sunday. We know Saturday was home run derby for the Yankees. Well, that kind of, not exactly the same, but it kind of continued on Sunday.
3-2 to Judge. Bellinger, runner at first. He holds. Here's a pitch. Swing on drive to deep left. Say goodbye. Oh, baby. Oh, way back in the front section of the bleachers in left field. I mean, there was no dramatic to that thing. Got crushed.
Yes, it did. Dave Sims right
here
on the Fan. Part of the Yankees 12-3 win over the Brewers. Judge four home runs in the last couple of games. Jazz Chisholm 3-for-4, homered twice, drove in 5. Here was Judge with Susan on the field after the game. We played good ball. It wasn't just the home run ball.
It's incredible. I can't remember what inning it was, but you know, you go up there, Goldie moves a guy over. Bellinger comes up, gets a sack fly, drives a guy in. And there's a couple of times throughout the game where same thing. There's a pass ball. We score a run. Wells comes up, hits a ball to the center field. We manufacture a run like that.
So all good. What do you make of the 5 errors on Saturday, Boehm?
Not great, but interesting listening to Dave Sims yesterday when Volpe hits his ball to center field and both Chisholm and Judge move up to second and third. And all of a sudden you have the pass ball, which leads to a run, and Dave Sims reflected back to Volpe's, you know, a productive out, as he said.
Yeah.
I thought that was really good, reflecting back, because I was thinking the same thing, that this is why, you know, and that's smart base running. But the errors are terrible, and they got to get rid of it. I mean, they got to do better in the field, and you can't expect to score, you know, 10 runs every game.
Or maybe you can with these bats. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I'm kidding, of course. Now, before I get back to Sims, on the bats, Pat Murphy was asked in the post game. This was yesterday. This wasn't Saturday. He was asked about it.
How much of a difference do you think these 12 people pass are making?
I wouldn't be able to comment on that. I have no idea.
He didn't seem to be too interested. Matter of fact, he made it very clear.
You have to execute at this level. You can't throw it down the middle.
And Nestor Cortes certainly was on Saturday, as we know. And then because I was searching for this audio, I found it on the Brewers postgame show on WTMJ. The host is Dom Catronio, and he was pretty obvious with what was going on this weekend for his squad.
Just sucked at pitching today. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Sucked at pitching.
That was pretty much the case. So I mentioned more on Dave Sims. So TMZ did catch up with him, as you pointed out earlier. This was, I guess, Thursday when he was going to the park, I imagine. And here was the first question.
We got to ask you, replacing John Sterling, is there kind of pressure going on or what's...
Not really. I mean, John had a great run. I had a great run in Seattle.
And then he would continue saying he's not new at this.
I was essentially replaced Dave Niehaus in Seattle. I've done this before. I'm back home in New York.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't get any better than this.
Now, let me ask you. Like, listen, and I understand being the voice of the Yankees is a big deal, but TMZ is known for, like, covering celebrities. It all started out in L.A. and getting them at LAX or coming out of a club or something. How did this happen? Like, was there an assignment editor? It's like, listen, we know Dave Sims lives in that apartment complex. Can you camp out there as he's on his way to opening day so we could ask him questions about replacing John Sterling? A little odd.
Well, TMZ Sports, I think, got a little bit away from the whole celebrity stalking thing. Did they not? I mean, that's what it's kind of about.
True, but you'd still get some more. I mean, this is kind of like the same. This is like a stalking thing, is it not? But it's Dave Sims. It's a weird one. I don't know. I
know they're in front of Emmanuel Babari's house today.
What do you think about Dave Sims taking the job away from you, giving it to another older guy? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, good for Dave and the Yankees and WFAN getting the promotion. I just found it to be extremely bizarre. Like, do you think there's some reporter like hanging out in front of Gary Cohen's house?
Well,
waiting for him to go to work?
Maybe she's a Yankee fan and said, hey, I got an idea. Let's catch up with Dave Sims.
She's who you have to talk to.
And the editor was like, great idea. That's what our audience is looking for.
I don't know. All right. I'll give you one more where he was asked about his new gig.
Did anyone give you any advice? Not that you need it, but like I know sometimes people tell you things that kind of help your career along. Or
you mean about going into this job?
Yeah.
No. I just say, be you. That's the biggest advice I've got, yeah.
Be Dave Sims.
Be you,
baby. Hey, that is it.
I don't need any advice.
Yankees are off tonight. They will be home against the Diamondbacks tomorrow. The Mets will be in Miami this evening. The Mets out to a 1-2 start. Miami 3-1 as they took 3 of 4 from the Pirates over the weekend. Also of note, Jacob DeGrom, 5 innings, 2-hit ball, and the Rangers win over the Red Sox 3-2. And we talked last hour, Rafael Devers, the 12 strikeouts to start the season. Not so good for him. All right, next hour I will have more for you. I did not realize, I even said to Al, I didn't realize how big this torpedo bat conversation was. They asked Manny Machado about it on the field last night as he's playing a game. So a lot more. And Dave Portnoy went off, too.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like, let's face it. The Yankees put up all those runs over the weekend. They had all those home runs. And, again, Aaron Judge does not use the torpedo bat. just so everybody realizes, he uses his own bat. So you can't lump him into this.
No, you can't.
And there are five Yankee batters this weekend that use the bat.
And also, baseball is one of those sports where, you know, things have affected the trajectory of the sport for years, whether it be the baseball being juiced, whether it be the players being juiced, whether it be the sticky stuff that goes on, you know, the records and the cheating and the this and the that. So this just falls right into that same category of discussion. The Astros cheating scandal, all of those things. So people eat this stuff up, and it's the Yankees. Yep, here we go.
It's almost, it's like Alex is sports adjacent. It's almost like baseball adjacent. People don't want to watch the games. They want to complain about stuff.
Yeah, that's
in
true.
In a weird way.
I mean, it's almost in a way, it's like where hockey would be talked about when there was a big brawl that would happen, or a big hit where a guy would get suspended. It's almost in that way that the discussion is about the equipment and how somebody could be cheating as opposed to how well they play.
And people say the NBA is more about the offseason with the free agency. Football is like the only thing that we sit there and...
Well, Kevin Durant said it. You know, one of the stars in the game said that the fans are more interested in the offseason.
That is true. All right, Knicks Blazers yesterday as they celebrated Clyde, as we discussed last hour. Well, the Knicks celebrated themselves a win.
Ananobi, another steal. Soars and scores. OG Ananobi, defense leading the offense. Yeah. And the Knicks back up by one.
And that was Mike Breen on MSG with the wound up winning, going away essentially, 110-93. New York outscoring Portland by a lot in the fourth quarter, 31-15. Mikal Bridges, OG Ananobi, 28 apiece. Here was head coach Tom Thibodeau really starting to play the right way.
Overall, the physicality is a lot better. I think guys understand, you know, what we're trying to do. The communication's a lot better. Having Mitch is a big factor.
And that's Mitchell Robinson, of course. Here was Bridges. You guys were down, and yet you kind of won by a nice margin. What was the difference?
Defensively, I think that's the biggest thing. And all of us just not playing good defense and not team defense as well. So I think we picked it up, got stops, and then we were slow.
So playing better, playing more defense, and guess who is on the mend? Here is Jalen Brunson pregame. Where are you at in your rehab?
Cleared for basketball activities specifically. So.
But not contact yet.
Basketball activities, whatever that includes.
Does that include contact?
It includes basketball activities. You guys are not going to get me.
I mean, it doesn't look like he's walking great, does it?
I didn't notice
that
anything.
From yesterday?
Steven?
Yeah, I guess so.
I imagine so. I don't know. But the Knicks are 47-27 now, 20 games over 500. Let's see. It seems fine.
Yeah, that's why. Right. Yeah, come on. There's something going on there.
Well, I mean, like he sprained his ankle. I mean,
yeah, that doesn't look bad to me.
Okay,
I don't know.
Well, at least he can start baseball. I mean, on basketball activities.
That's right. Yep. Yeah.
Basketball activities. Nets are in Dallas tonight on the Fan at 8:20. You had this little—I don't want to call it a brawl, but a little dust up with. Between the T-Wolves and the Pistons, Minnesota did win the game 123-104. Here was T-Wolves head coach Chris Finch. Guys were ticked off. I guess this was a very chippy type of game. And so here was Finch talking about how things escalated.
It got to a point where, you know, players were going to take matters into their own hands. And you don't ever want that. And just, you know, there was a lot of antics alongside of it, too. So, you know. But both teams settled down and tried to play basketball after that. So.
That is true. Here is J.B. Bickerstaff, the Pistons head coach.
You regret, obviously, where all of it took place. That's not something you ever want to see happen. But, again, I thought our guys stood their ground.
There you go. And so all was, I guess, fine in the end. Couple of ejections, as you can imagine. But a 123-104 win for Minnesota. College basketball. Hey, we got four number ones still standing in the Final Four. You've got Florida, Auburn, Houston, and Duke. As Auburn beat Michigan State yesterday 70-64, and Houston beat Tennessee 69-50. We heard from Jets GM Darren Mooji with the media at the NFL owner meetings. Here are his thoughts going, and I see what you mean about the...
Oh, yeah.
I just started recording it.
Yeah,
I mean, he's like here and here and then here and then here.
It's amazing.
It's funny.
He's like one of those guys on the runway that's directing a plane.
Yes.
Into the terminal.
It is funny to watch. Here he is, thoughts on the draft coming up in April.
I don't know whether to change. I mean, we're always just looking to add good players, right? Regardless of position. If you can add good players that help you win games,
premium position or not, we'll be looking to do that.
And they will be drafting seventh overall, barring some sort of a trade. He did make it clear that Justin Fields is the team's starting quarterback. And then from the NHL, you have the Islanders. They were looking to get a couple of points. Montreal wound up winning yesterday 4-2. So the Isles now find themselves three behind Montreal and the Rangers for that second wild card spot as they lost Carolina.
Orlov lines, fire, scores!
And that was Alan Fearing on MSG, a tie game until that goal. They would add one more, and Carolina would win the game 6-4. So the Islanders sitting there at 74 points, like we say, three behind for that second wild card spot as the games are really starting to dwindle down. Tonight you've got the Devils taking on the Minnesota Wild. And in golf, you had Minwoo Lee, who shot, what, 62 on Saturday, I think it was? He did hold off Scotty Scheffler and Gary Woodland by a shot to win the Texas Children's Houston Open yesterday afternoon.
And we got not this weekend, but the next weekend, the Masters.
So. Yeah, we're getting there.
And I told Boomer this was a big year for Sabrina and her soccer team. This was like, you know, we let the first 2 years happen, but this is a big year. Unfortunately, game one with our nemesis, the Daisies, we got smacked around.
How bad?
7-1.
Oh, boy.
Man, they just smacked you around. Is Sabrina on offense? She a midfielder? What is she?
Well, she's defense, and then she played some goal.
That's not
she's you've up seven goals.
No, it was bad. It was bad. No, the Daisies are the best team in the league. They're just better coached. They just know what to do. They're just the goalies were prepared.
You're going to take over?
I don't know if I can now because that's like pushing somebody out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Fire them.
Why don't you just offer some help and say, look, I'll take care of the defense?
Yeah, it's getting to that point now. Because just to see that team run circles around the Dolphins, you know, and we were that first year, we were the best team. And we've got a stud on our team, Lily, who I think she's, you know, we're wasting her talent right now. Yeah. We got to get her out there. She's got to be the best player.
Gotta get these kids in the gym, start lifting a little
weight. Welcome to youth sports, G.
Yeah.
It's just beginning.
I can't sit there and watch that type of bloodbath every Sunday. I can't do it.
You can't let the Daisies run through you. That's all there is to it.
But they got an old veteran coach. That's the thing. This guy, he's got gray hair, and he knows what to do. He's been around the block, and he's got these girls flying.
When Sydney was in grade school, she had the best player on the team. The father was the coach, and I believe he was Italian.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he had he had the accent going.
Like a real Italian.
Intimidating for the other coaches.
He also knew the game. He knew the beautiful game of soccer.
Football.
Yes.
Yeah, need one of those guys.
Yes.
All right, we'll see you next hour, Jerry. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford. We'll see you next hour, yeah.
Jürgen Klinsmann.
Jürgen Klinsmann.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So we all know that the Dodgers are going to be tough to beat. They were the best team in baseball last year. They are off to a 5-0 start. But Roki Sasaki on Saturday, their newest Japanese pitcher addition this last offseason that I know the Mets were at least interested in bringing in, just like Yamamoto, but both of them end up choosing the Dodgers. You know, he has a rough outing. They end up winning the game, of course, because they're 5-0. But he has a tough time with his command, and he's walking guys. And when it was his Dodger Stadium debut, and his first pitch was a strike, and they roared for him. But then he starts walking guys. There's some people that are booing him. They take him out of the game, and I'm pretty sure I saw CBS Sports Network has it. He's in the dugout, and it looks like he's crying, this kid.
It means a lot to him.
See, here it is here.
It means a lot to him.
And I know it means a lot to him, but like the team's 5-0, you walked a couple of guys. Like, I mean,
He wants to be perfect. He's like, you know, anybody else that goes out there, he took a big contract. There's a lot of talk about him in the offseason, and he goes out there and he walks four guys and doesn't have his stuff.
He's sitting next to Blake Snell. He's like, man, I don't want no Rona.
I don't know Rona.
I don't want no tears up in his dugout.
I want my money.
I want my money, man. All right. That's a very nice take that you had just there, but that's not the Boomer I know. The Boomer I know, who I've seen in competitive situations, if he had a guy who didn't have his stuff, walked a couple of guys, then came out and started crying in the dugout, you would have different words to say for that man.
I would just say, look, let's man up here. Let's toughen up. You're a Major League Baseball player now, son. And I need you to get your head out of your ass. That's exactly what I would say to him.
That's what I'm looking for.
All right, good.
That's what I'm looking for. Not the whole thing, the pressure and this and that, and it's human and it gets to him. I mean, my goodness.
So, you know, interestingly enough, along those lines, you know, nobody really cares, but, you know, I'm playing in a hockey game yesterday, and, and we have a new guy on our team.
And he was crying?
It wasn't crying, but he really wasn't doing what new guys should do. New guy needs to show up and impress.
Of course.
So our game goes into overtime, and I say, hey, new guy, this would be a really good time for you to actually do something.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. He scored the game-winning goal in overtime.
Awesome. That is great.
And then I told everybody on the team, don't say a word to him when he comes to the locker room.
Yeah.
Because then he's going to think he's all that.
We can't have that.
Right. So everybody's got it. Everybody's got it. Yeah. And then, of course, Capone's got to open his mouth as soon as he walks in. I'm like, do you understand what I'm even talking about, you meathead?
Yeah, but that's the leadership that I know that you possess in these situations, and I don't think Dave Roberts has that. I know he's a World Series winning manager. He's seeing Roky Sasaki crying. He's not going to give him the boomer treatment.
That's right, but I feel
he's going to hand him a tissue.
Kind of felt bad for this guy yesterday because, you know, he's about 30 years old and obviously knows what I do and who I am and everything. And just could not believe that I was chirping him.
Really?
You know, on my own team.
So this is the first time you met the guy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we had to fill in because, you know, you can't count on anybody these days. You can't actually, you know,
show up and do the right
show
thing.
Show up and, you know, and say, yeah, I'm going to be there. And then, oh, I got to back out. I got this. I got to back out. I got that. I got, you know, these people all got something.
Yeah, everybody's got something. It's I saw your boy Dimitri on Saturday. He showed up at the fundraiser.
Yeah, he couldn't play because he's got tingling in his fingers or something. He got hurt the week before or something.
Oh,
he
really?
Face planted on the ice.
And he's got tingling? Is he getting this checked out? It's not a good thing.
I don't know.
He's got tingling.
I said, look, man, your face was on the ice and your ass was in the air. I don't know what to tell you. And if you needed ice, you're laying on it.
One thing I know, that Dimitri wasn't crying after that like Roky Sasaki was. It was a couple of walks.
That's right.
Let's go to Chris, who's in Manhattan. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm a Mets fan, but I have no problem with what the Yankees were doing with the bats. What I kind of find interesting is I feel like this could be a major innovation in baseball, for good or for worse. But I feel like when you marry these, you know, changes to the bats with advanced analytics, you start moving the weight around on the bat, and you end up with all different types of bats, all different shapes and sizes, so long as they conform to the rules. So I just think that this is, you know, the very beginning of a big change in fast, essentially.
And I don't know this. Maybe you do, Boomer. I'm sure there's some sort of protocol where it says the length of a bat as opposed to...
Yeah, no, it's the length and the girth of the bat.
Right, and the weight, I'm sure, is another one. So you can't go too crazy with it. But one thing that you brought up that's really interesting to me, and there is precedent for Major League Baseball to step in and say what you're doing here is affecting the game so much that we now have to change it, and that is what type of sticky stuff do the pitchers have in their hands. Yeah. So, like, if this bat, and I understand the Cubs used it and they didn't have nearly as much success as the Yankees did, but if this bat turns out to be the thing that changes baseball, they're going to have to do something about it. But if I'm a pitcher, I'm pissed off.
Yeah, well, when you have 20 runs in a game, Aaron Judge is hitting 3 home runs, including a grand slam, and the closer, a couple of the pitchers for the Milwaukee Brewers, are complaining about the bat, it then becomes headlines, and it becomes story and after story after story after story. And, you know, my thought is, as a Met fan, it's like, send
the
as
bats.
Many goddamn bats to Miami as you possibly can, and get one, you know, and supposedly Lindor is using the bat.
Yeah.
So it's still, you still have to hit the ball.
Right, of course.
You still have to be able to see it and hit it.
Well, yeah. I mean, and I'll make the comparison again. You know, same thing, we had a caller call up and say the curve of a hockey stick, or you could get the best new Callaway Elite driver. If you can't hit the ball, you can't hit the ball, right? It's a totally different thing.
True, and, you know, they're even talking about in golf having restricted ball flight.
They're actually doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's gonna happen in a couple of years. Jimmy and Beth Page, what's going on, Jimmy?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Great, Jimmy. What's up?
You know, a couple times a year when the Mets play on Friday night on Apple TV, I know the next morning Joe Benigno is going to rail against the impending future and how hard the ball game is to find.
Yeah.
These teams, with the RSNs basically on the bones of their arses, need this extra money from Apple TV, from ESPN, from Fox, because they overpay for the games. That money trickles down to the team so that we could have pitching labs and we can invest in Dominican baseball camps and we can, you know, put money into analytics. This money is necessary for these teams to survive because the RSN model is going away. And, you know, it is harder to find the game, but if you take 2 minutes and approach it calmly, you can find it, and it benefits the team. That's my point of view. Have a great day, gentlemen.
All righty. You know, it's interesting. You were talking about this earlier before, that you had never seen an executive from a particular company like YES go on the broadcast and talk about what they're fighting for. So that was John Littner was the...
Okay, not Filippelli.
Was the executive. Yeah. Wasn't John Filippelli. And really, it's basically about Comcast. And I think it's what the Yankees are arguing. If I read it right, the Yankees are arguing that Comcast owns part of SNY and they put them on basic cable. YES is not a part of the basic cable package. They want to charge an extra $20 for YES. And YES wants to be treated like SNY is treated. That's okay. The argument.
All right.
And there's a very good chance that if you are, a Comcast owner, that the YES network's going to be yanked off of Comcast by the end of the week.
Doesn't sound like they're close right now.
Right. So, again, it's major corporations battling for different reasons. And, like, if I were YES and Comcast owns part of SNY and Comcast is putting SNY on their basic cable package, then as a fellow RSN,
yeah,
I would want to make sure that I have the same sort of rights that, you know, the other the RSNs have.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm assuming that the Yankees find it to be not a fair balance. In other words, that Comcast is basically pushing everybody towards SNY. But again, yeah, Yankee fans are not going to be watching SNY.
Exactly.
They're going to be looking for YES.
100%.
Only on YES.
It's not a direct competitor, really.
They
do the same thing, but they're not really competing when the games are on because Met fans are Met fans and Yankee fans are Yankee fans.
Right. And so I'm looking at it from the YES side of the ledger. I'm not looking at it from the Comcast side of the ledger. I don't know what their argument is. But if you believe that SNY is basic, which I'm assuming it is, and
you're basic.
And YES isn't,
yeah,
and you have to pay an extra $20 for YES, then obviously, if you're YES, wouldn't you be screaming and yelling about wanting to be on the same basic level as SNY?
Yes.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.